Conversation with the Head Coach, brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. It just occurred to me, I asked you a question off the air that's just as interesting, or lack thereof, on the air, which is the difference when a player is, when you're deciding whether or not a player is going to play, you and Art Horn and the training staff and everybody, is there a difference between an injury and an illness?
I get the report. I think I got it late last night that Al was feeling a little bit under the weather, and so Art followed up with him, Dr. Napolitano followed up with him, and then he was feeling a lot better this morning, so we assumed that he would come and try to give it a go, which he is. And but no, I just wait for their go ahead. I don't really get in the middle of it. I usually send a text that says "feel better," and hope that works.
Plus, you don't want him hanging around if he's sick, because
no doubt.
Exactly.
No doubt.
All right. A lot of us were saying the same thing at halftime on Sunday, and all the like Reggie Miller and Kevin Harlan and I were in the back going, "Man, this is a 7-point game. Probably should be more than a 7-point game." You kind of intimated that. Was that your take on it, watching it again, that maybe you were fortunate to be that close at halftime?
Thought that at halftime with how we shot. And they had a couple of – first of all, they really guarded. I thought they ran good offense, and I thought we guarded pretty well. They had some roles that we felt like we could clean up to take away layups, but they had a couple of plays like the Joseph late shot clock three. They had the putbacks that were, they were just in the right spot at the right time. So I felt really fortunate to be down just 7, and I thought our guys played really well out of the gate in the third.
Is the lesson that you have a better chance to win when you are consistent possession to possession on defense as opposed to offense?
Because that's more shot dependent. I think ultimately you're going to have shot making days. You're going to have less days where you hit less. But they had a lot to do with that. But our defense was really dialed in, and I thought played really well. And we're just going to have to keep doing that. That's something that, you know, as you look to what you need to improve in game two, it's very clear that we want to score better than we did. But the bottom line is that the reason we were successful in one is that we guarded, and so we've got to make sure we do both.
They switched a lot in game one, and we talked before game one about the relevance of those two late regular season games. In retrospect, with their adjustments, with yours, did it feel like we're sort of already in the middle of a playoff?
Very much so. And I think, you know, they've really prided themselves. I think both publicly and then how they play, but in their statements even, that they're not a switching team, that they're very they're going to guard the way they guard, they're going to get after it, be accountable, and they're very good at it. I thought they switched way more on Sunday than they have, in any game that I've watched, certainly. And I thought we took a while to adjust to it. I thought we were better against it late, and hopefully we'll be better against it tonight.
Seems like we're talking a lot about defense, but it was 84-74. Your regular group has now played one game in the last 9 days. You started the year at a very high level defensively, not just, game one. Obviously, even before that, there seems to be, in your parlance, a little more force defensively lately. Is it a complete coincidence, or is there any morsel of connectivity between the ratio of practice time to games like that and that result?
No, I think the practice time certainly has helped. I mean, we do what we call in practice kind of a daily dose of vitamins, where you go and you do, certainly what the other team wants to do, but you work your techniques to try to take it away. And I just saw – you saw a great there was really great translation in that. I thought our guys were low. They were hard to screen. They did a good job on the handoffs and the pin downs away for Bogdanovich and for Matthews and for McDermott. Did a good job in middle pick and roll, chasing the guards. And we've got some real specific things we want to try to accomplish that not only take away the initial action, but hopefully their best second action. And easier said than done. They're a good team. They'll adjust. And, they've been spending the last 72 hours thinking about scoring, too.
And when you watch the veterans, there's an old Seinfeld bit about how two magicians can't impress each other because they've seen all their tricks. Like, I believe this is your card. I believe this is your card. Watching Thaddeus Young and Al in game one, who've been through so many of these playoff games for so many years, it reminded me of that bit because it was just – defense on defense on defense.
Really terrific. Both guys. I thought Thaddeus did what he does. He gets in the passing lanes. He gets his hands on balls. He's tremendous at it. I thought his chase down or block in transition when Al pump faked and looked like he was going to have a wide open attempt was just tremendous. He's a heck of a player. But I thought Al started us off by scoring those two post-ups in the third, and then I thought really, really played well on both ends for us.
That's the head coach. I guess then my question would be, why didn't Al take his daily dose of vitamins?
There you go. Because, that's a good question.
Yeah, see,
that's a good question.
Maybe it should be metaphorical.
Yeah. Well, I'm not qualified for those vitamins, but I can talk about Gardner Downscreen all day.
And you know what? Anyone that's listened to the segment knows that's absolutely
true. That's right. Celtics, and that's why there's no one left listening.
Celtics and Pacers game two next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.